and a very happy, if we can muster it on a Monday, to all Hank fans and family that celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
All right. It's a Monday.
A little slow on the upbeat there,
it's
Bucko.
It's a Monday.
Come on. Let's go. Chop, chop.
It's going to be all right. This guy's always ready, though.
America.
Yeah.
Amen.
It is the 18th day of the 8th month of 2025. 2:30 in, 1:35 left on the calendar. In 11 days, we'll be in a Labor Day weekend. 17 until the NFL season kicks off.
Very excited.
Will the Cowboys be ready?
I don't know. Baba was giving me play-by-play updates over the weekend.
Oh, in Idaho?
Yeah. I mean, he was really rooting for our Cowboys, but Baltimore just took it away. I mean, it's good to have a sideline guy, you know? I need an assistant when it comes to sports.
There you go. We got you covered on all bases here, even though there's no bases in football. Fall falls in 38 days, 74 until Halloween. Today is a good one. National Fajita Day.
Ooh. You know what?
Never a bad idea.
Just the go-to. Any leftovers you got, you put them in with some bell peppers, some black beans. You serve it up in a tortilla.
There you go.
Yeah. You look like a little Susie homemaker.
And nobody knew the difference, did they?
No one knew.
It's leftovers.
But nobody knew.
Pinot Noir Day.
Gives me a headache.
I think that's my favorite, though.
Really?
Even more so now. National Ice Cream Pie Day. That sounds delicious.
All the things, especially when it's the chocolate crust.
Oh, so good. Fudgy the Whale. Mail Order Catalog Day.
Yeah, if you know, you know, this was a very big deal growing up in the 80s. I had all of my bridesmaids' gowns picked out at the age of 8.
You've recently flown. Is there still Sky Mail? Because that used to be great. Along with the, for some reason, I'm reading now all about, I don't know, Continental Airlines business mergers and stuff and their stupid thing. And
or why Roseanne Barr loves the Southwest.
Aloha.
Yeah, see? There's nothing like a spirit of aloha. I did not see the Sky Air
It is National Couples Day.
Oh, you're so in love.
And it is Write a Bad Poem Day.
And that's how love starts.
It is? Yeah.
I mean,
here's a, let's see, what do we got here? Do we have a bad thing? Here's a roses are red. Violets are blue.
Yeah.
And we're on for the next 4 hours.
Just
Aloha.
For you.
KB and Heather Lee.
And your boo.
See, that was horrible.
See that?
Well, now you made it rhyme, so it's good again. Making poems good again.
Yeah,
that's what she's doing right there.
MAGA.
On this date in history, 1868, helium is discovered by French astronomer Pierre Janssen.
You didn't bring any of that so we can talk crazy on the air, did you?
What kind of person do you think I am? Have access to stuff like that.
Exactly.
You gotta import that.
Aloha.
Tariffs.
1872, the first mail order catalog was sent out. Well, there you go.
Love it.
I bet it was Sears. On this date, 1920, 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified. That is women's right to vote.
Oh, look at us go.
There you go. 1962, Ringo Starr plays with the Beatles 2 days after replacing Pete Best.
They're going to miss me.
And that is why you never call in sick, anybody.
JB?
Sorry,
are you JB?
He's not here.
She knows.
1969, Woodstock concluded with Jimi Hendrix doing his thing. 1977, Elvis's funeral was held at Graceland. Of course,
Dang
this past
it.
Weekend. Yeah, he's passing. 1988, FDA approves minoxidil as a hair loss treatment. Did that work? I don't know.
There's a lot of bald guys running around for all of that.
On Thursday.
On every day, Mark.
But I do see on like my little beauty influencer things that women now put it on like their eyebrows.
Aloha.
On the state,
sounds
fun
like
fact.
Medical advice from DJs.
In 2004, I question this date. Donald Trump unveils the board game Trump the Game. I'm pretty sure that came out in the 80s.
I don't know.
Because we had it in the house for some reason. And it wasn't that fun.
Oh, it's like when they played Dallas.
I'll look that up.
On The Office.
I'll look that up. I do declare our Monday birthday cakes. Andy Samberg of SNL fame is 47. Christian Slater. What happened to him? 56.
No. So broody.
Edward Norton, 56. Madeline Stowe is 67.
Who's that?
Actress.
Okay.
I think Oscar winner.
She does things.
That and Trump the board game. We'll get our producer to figure this out. Dennis Leary, greatness, 68.
Fabulosity,
Elaine
yes.
Boozler, greatness, 73. And Robert Redford is 89 today.
So dreamy.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Thank you.